This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A David Ortiz story just goes to show you how quickly the news cycle moves. I didn't know he was still in the hospital. Had absolutely no clue he was still in the hospital. I was thinking about this last night of how quickly the news cycle. And it feels like Kawhi Leonard made his decision 2 weeks ago. It was less than a week ago that Kawhi Leonard decided to head to the Los Angeles Clippers. It really goes to show you how quickly things move in this profession. Today's pop quiz was The Lion King. We'll get to that coming up later. BK is starting to have some reservations about Disney's remake of The Lion King. I'm still very excited about it. We'll talk about it coming up.
Yeah, because Disney screws a lot of stuff up. I'd be worried about that, BK.
We need caller number 6, 913-576-7610. Caller number 6 wins $50 to Rye on the Plaza. You do their commercials.
Oh, that's my spot.
It's a really good place. I've had brunch there a few times. I really like it. Caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. You win $50 to Rye on the Plaza. You will have three chances to win a $50 gift card in this hour. But here's your first chance. Caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. We have a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. We welcome into the studio former Royals pre- and post-game host. He currently hosts on Show and Vern, Josh Vernier. Vern, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And something that you mentioned right there about how quickly things go through and leave the news cycle. Even this, Bubba Starling. Like to me, he's going to have to make a sensational defensive play or come through with a big extra base hit this weekend for you guys to truly discuss it on Monday. Like, it seems and it feels like it's a big deal right now, but to your point, he'll have to do something this weekend. Just the fact that he's here, I don't think carries through the weekend.
What's confusing for me is I don't really know what expectations I should place on Bubba Starling. For a player who was a top five player in his class, we normally hold top five players up in very high regard. It was such a long time ago, and we've seen other players from that class go on to great success. There's no way you can hold him to the Francisco Lindor comp or standard. But I also don't know if I should treat him like he's an everyday outfielder. I don't know if he's a fourth outfielder. I don't know if Bubba Starling is not Paulo Orlando.
Right.
I just don't know what to expect from Bubba, so it makes it kind of hard to move forward and really assess his progress as a major league player.
And that's fair. To me, this weekend's about congratulating him on his perseverance. I mean, he thought about walking away from the game two summers ago. So for him to be in the big leagues, that is commendable. But I do think that this city, this fan base, we've been the good kind of spoiled by winning, where when Haas and Moose got the call up, it was, these are the guys that are going to bring us a championship. I just want to see them. I don't care how they do. I just am so grateful that they're now in the big leagues. Well, now you've won a title, and I hope, all Royals fans view these kind of call-ups through the lens of championships and winning. You see Adalberto Mondesi and Hunter Dozier having these breakout seasons. You can see them being a part of the next championship team. My hope, or rather my excitement, is tempered about Bubba Starling because I don't think that you just called up a guy that's going to be a part of the next championship. I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like you called up a 9-hitter. That's what you did. You called up a number 9-hitter where, congratulations to him, best of... He had an 800 OPS in an offensive-driven AAA. Nicky Lopez had a 950 OPS in that same league. We've seen how that's translated to the big league level. Of the 81 base hits Bubba has this year, 61 of them are singles. So in a game where it's all about power, he doesn't seem to have much. It could develop late, but I would say act as if you just called up a number 9 hitter.
What do you make of the timing? Obviously, Bubba's been in the system for a really long time. Is it because Bubba's hitting 310, or is it more because of other circumstances like Billy Hamilton's not hitting the ball and the team's really not going anywhere?
Yeah, all of those things, probably. I mean, Billy Hamilton, you would like to move on from him eventually. Terrence Gore might be the one that's ultimately on his way out, it would appear, for Bubba Starling. I think the reason you call him up right now is, well, A, he's earned it, right? I don't see another center fielder banging down the door within a year and a half within the organization. And this might be the final home weekend where the Royals, with all due respect, you guys know I love the Royals, but this might be the final home weekend where they matter. Next time they're home, it's the end of July when training camp starts. And once Mahomes steps on a football field, it's a wrap for baseball in this town. So it's a Buck night. It's fireworks. It's another bad team. You should see a nice crowd this weekend. And then, in my opinion, the performance on the field won't matter as much for Bubba Starling.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier. As you, as you know, he was the former Royals pre- and post-game host. He currently hosts now middays on Show and Vern. BK keeps making the player comparison to Kevin Kiermaier and thinks that's a ceiling and realistic expectation for Bubba Starling. Is there a player you think, you say a nine-hitter, is there a player you have in your mind of, it will be good if Bubba Starling turns into player X?
I don't know the offensive numbers of Kiermaier, but when I think of Kiermaier, I think of him defensively. I really don't think much pop from him offensively. I might be wrong on that. I can probably ride with that. Again, a defense, he needs to be a sure-handed center fielder. He'll be a benefit defensively. He'll be a benefit on the base paths. And then again, a nine-hitter, all you're hoping is that he can get on base and maybe cause some kind of havoc. Yeah, I could go with that.
I'm looking at Kevin Kiermaier's splits. 254, 311, 423. He basically averages about...
I'll take that.
Yeah, 12 to 15 home runs a season. That's about what he is.
I would take that right now. That might be optimistic. Again, the professional career of Bubba Starling says that the past 3 months are the aberration, right? Not that, oh, finally he's figured it out. So how you're going to be among the best 250 baseball players in the world and the best pitchers, if I was a betting man, I wouldn't think it would work out well, but I'm not trying to put a ceiling on the young man.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about when Haas and Moose came up and the excitement level and everything. And then you were talking about your expectations and hopes that maybe he can be part of the future, the next wave of great Royals players. Is that, do you think, at this point, what the Royals are expecting, that Bubba's still part of their long-term plan?
I don't think so. They're hopeful. Again, Dayton's a guy that never, again, puts ceilings or tells you what the ceiling is for someone. But no, I think they're hopeful, but I can't imagine that they look at Bubba Starling and envision him in the same breath as Hunter Dozier, Adalberto Mondesi, Brad Keller, Whit Merrifield. Those are all championship players that have gotten it done at the big league level. Again, we haven't even seen Bubba Starling take one swing in the toughest league that there is. He's had a nice 3 months in AAA. Other than that, it's basically been either injury-riddled or forgettable most of his professional career. No, I don't think he's a guy that if you gave them truth serum and said, give me your 2022 lineup that you're going to have in the postseason, I don't believe that Bubba Starling's the center fielder.
Vern, last question here, and we'll get you out of here. You were one of the few people that can say pretty regularly you talk to Dayton Moore. Mm-hmm. What were your conversations like about Bubba Starling? And what kind of day do you think this is for Dayton? Obviously for Bubba, the grind of eventually accomplishing your goal. What do you think today is like for Dayton Moore?
Yeah, Dayton just, and I know he told you the same thing, and that is that Bubba Starling for the last 3-4 years has been ready to be a professional big leaguer defensively. It's just always been the offensive side of things, and a lot of it goes down to the mentality. What is Dayton thinking on a day like this? This is going to sound lame, but knowing Dayton Moore, he is through the roof excited that Bubba Starling had it within himself to, again, within 2 years, think about walking away from the game, found the internal confidence to persevere through that, have success, and has earned this job at the big league level. I think it's just sheer excitement for the young man and his family and the community, because Bubba Starling reflects a lot of those Midwestern values, hard work, determination, perseverance, and I think that will be on display this weekend.
That is Josh Vernier. He is the former Royals pre- and post-game host. He is also a host in Middays here on Show and Vern. Thanks a lot, Vern, for making time for us today.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll give you another chance to win a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza, so keep it locked in. But first, ESPN set an over-under on how many MVPs Patrick Mahomes will win in his career. We'll discuss it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. We have a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. A $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. 913-576-7610. If you want that $50 gift card, we've got two more to give away. But if you want a chance to win one right now, again, be caller number 6. So the NFL insiders put over under on Patrick Mahomes MVPs won in his career. They set the over under at 2.5. And two of their 6 insiders took the over under on Mahomes career MVPs at 2.5. I will ask you, as the gambling man, if you had to place a wager on how many MVPs does Mahomes win in his NFL career and the over-under is at 2.5, you taking the over or the under?
2.5 is about the right number. How many guys have won more than 2 or 3 MVPs? I mean, he's off to a good start, 1-for-1. I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm a Pat fan. I'm blind. I'll take the overs. I'll say he gets a 3 in his career.
I will give you the list of players who have won at least 3 MVP awards. Peyton Manning, who we agree is a top 5 quarterback all time.
Yeah.
Jim Brown, who some people think is maybe the greatest football player of all time. Jahdi Unitas, for a 25-year history of the NFL, people thought was the greatest quarterback of all time. And Brett Favre, who is in the top 12 probably all time, 8 to 12 range of Brett Favre. I'm not saying that Mahomes can't win 2 more MVPs, but the fact that Tom Brady is not included in this list, Joe Montana is not included in this list, Aaron Rodgers is not included in this list, and a whole lot of other great quarterbacks tells me the answer is probably the under.
None of those guys won it their first year, though. That's certainly going to help Pat, because we all agree that who knows how much talent he's going to have around him for his career, but at least for the next couple of years, that dude's surrounded with talent. He's surrounded by an offensive-minded head coach in Andy Reid, so I think for the next few years, he's got a chance to win the MVP. The only difference is going to be last year when he threw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. He had to do that. The reason the Chiefs went 12-4 last year was, I'm going to say, 80% because Patrick Mahomes had the MVP-type season. The defense is better. I think the team is better. They've got a new defensive coordinator. My point is, he's not going to have to put up as many points, yards, or touchdowns as he did last year, so the stats aren't going to be there like they were last season.
Dan Le Batard always says that the odds are in the skeptic's favor, and I feel like what's happened with Mahomes is, if you tell Mahomes he can't do something, it's deemed as hating on Mahomes. I don't think Mahomes is going to throw 5,000 yards. Why are you hating? He could do it again. The clear play on this is the under. I understand that he won one in his first year, and that's a little bit different. But again, I just gave you the list of quarterbacks. Great quarterbacks. Like, Tom Brady has been arguably a top 3 quarterback for, what, 19 of the last 20 years? He has less than 3 MVP awards. A lot of things got to align it. So Drew Brees has never won MVP once. Drew Brees is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, right? We agree.
Yeah, of course.
First ballot, never won the award. A lot of things got to go right for you to do it. I'll take one more at some point for Patrick Mahomes. 3's pushing it to me. 3 or more is pushing it to me.
The voting of the M, that's what makes it so tricky, is that, is he going to be the best player in the league 2 more times? I would say yes. Is he going to be voted the MVP? I don't know. There's a lot of political stuff that goes on. There's a lot of, well, this guy won it last year, so he wanted to give it to somebody new. Because as you point out, how could Tom Brady, the best player in the history of the game, who plays the most important position, only be the MVP of the league 2? How could Kobe Bryant, I know I'm switching sports here, be the MVP of the league 1, while Steve Nash was the MVP of the league 2? So sometimes they don't get this, most of the time, I would say, they don't get this particular award right.
Do you think that Patrick Mahomes has more MVPs or Super Bowl appearances in his career?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I mean, he's already got the one MVP. I'm going to say MVPs. If you maybe set his Super Bowl number, I would set that at 1.5, but I think his number for MVP 2.5 is about right.
BK, do you think that Patrick Mahomes wins more MVPs in his career or plays in the Super Bowl? Super Bowl appearances.
I think more Super Bowl appearances than MVP awards. Because I would set the over-under for both at probably about 2.5. I think 3 Super Bowl appearances is what you hope for as a Chiefs fan. I would take Super Bowl appearances.
One more thing he has going in his favor is the old hat of quarterbacks, the guys that we talk about being the MVP year in, year out, 2 or 3 years from now are going to be out of the league. You're not going to have to deal with Tom Brady. You're not going to have to deal with Ben Roethlisberger, who, by the way, threw for more yards last year than even Patrick Mahomes. You're not going to have to deal with Drew Brees or Phillip Rivers. Now, that doesn't mean that Baker Mayfield's not going to be in competition for the award or Deshaun Watson or Andrew Luck or Jared Goff, but the old hat, the guys we've been talking about for the last literally 15 years, 2 or 3 years from now, he's not going to have to deal with.
Text line 69306, he will win 4 MVPs and 3 rings. I think the only person with more than 3 is Peyton Manning. He has 5.
Yeah,
I know
Peyton
that
has
much.
5.
Maybe I'm wrong on that. I'll
He's
keep
the only one.
Yeah, so that's how it is. Peyton Manning has 5. Jim Brown, Johnny Unitas, Brett Favre, Brady has 3. So this is wrong in here because Brady won it 2007, 2010, and 2017, at least according to Wikipedia, how accurate that is. Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Aaron Rodgers, they both have 2 MVPs. Those are the only players in NFL history to win multiple MVP awards.
And you could argue, along with the Patriots coming out of the AFC, the Chiefs are the favorites, but is that going to be the case for Pat's entire career? We always talk about this window that the Chiefs have and this window that Patrick Mahomes has to win championships. Don't get it twisted. He's got enough talent around him right now and with Andy Reid as his head coach to win the Super Bowl this year. They could have done it last year. I think that's going to be in place for the next couple of years. But to say 7 years from now, 9 years from now, 11 years from now, and we all hope that Pat's still the quarterback and we have no idea who the coach is going to be or the talent is around him, that they're automatically going to be Super Bowl competitors, I'm not going to take that leap just yet.
Text line 69306, this texter makes a really good point. Mahomes also has to contend with anomaly MVP seasons. Matt Ryan and Cam Newton have won MVPs while Rodgers, Brady, and Manning were playing. A lot of times MVP is a storyline award. Like, if it wasn't for the Carson Wentz injury, Tom Brady would not have that MVP award. Carson Wentz was going to win NFL MVP before the injury where he tore his ACL against the Los Angeles Rams.
If you put up numbers like you did last year, though, it doesn't really matter. I understand that there's politics involved, and we don't want to give it to the guy we gave it to the year before and who's the flavor of the month. But if you put up 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, they have to give you the award.
Yes, if every season you put up top 5 quarterback numbers for single season every year, yes, you will win MVP every single year that they offer the award. Let me play this for you. This is Will Shields. He was on Good Morning Football. It's been a while since we played some Good Morning Football. They haven't been spitting out those hot takes and propaganda lately. Here's what Will Shields had to say on Good Morning Football.
Well, we always hope they can get to the Super Bowl this year. I think it's going to be a little transition because they are changing defenses.
Yep.
Putting in a whole new scheme, different things. Instead of worried about the 50 touchdowns, we just need 45. You just need enough to get there, and you need a good defense enough to hold them out so that you can get there.
Yeah.
I think the offense had the power to get there last year. But we need a little extra help on the other side. So even if you have to give up some on one side to get the other, I think this is a year that, you know, you might be able to push the envelope and get to that next
level. Okay.
I mean, I was one of those guys sitting up there in the stands going, oh, one play, we're going to the Super Bowl, and then the next play, oh, we're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a year of seasoning and growing as a team, and hopefully they can learn from it. And, you know, we're hoping to be able to go down and visit them in Miami.
That is Will Shields. He was on Good Morning Football. I think Will Shields can attest to this as much as anyone. Man, taking that next step is a lot harder than I think even we in Kansas City have given it credit. A lot of teams, I'm not saying a lot of teams, getting to the AFC Championship game is one thing. Doing it consistently and taking that next step to losing in the AFC Championship, doing necessary what's necessary to get better and improve and actually play in the Super Bowl, that's a bigger jump than I think people have given credit.
Is that the point we've gotten to? As Will said, we'll take 45 touchdowns. Like, yes, we will take 45 touchdowns. We'll take 40 touchdowns. Pat's probably not going to statistically put up the numbers that he did last year, but I will definitely take 45 touchdowns this season.
Coming up, we have 2 more $50 gift cards to Rye on the Plaza. We'll give another one up coming up momentarily. But first, we will go inside the mind of the machine. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
We need caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. And you are a winner of a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. We only have 2 more Rye on the Plaza gift cards to give away. Caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. You are the winner of a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will continue our 25 most intriguing Chiefs players. We skipped it the last couple of days. I think you guys understand why we've skipped it the last couple of days. We'll get back to it coming up in 15 minutes. We'll also give you a chance to win a pack of baseball cards in our Pack a Day giveaway. We'll also get back into Bubba Starling at 4 o'clock with Jeffrey Flanagan of Royals.com. Excited to talk to Jeffrey Flanagan about the breaking news of the day in Kansas City as Bubba Starling has been called up from Omaha. He will start for your Kansas City Royals tomorrow night, Buck night, as they're back in action in the second half of the season. But without further ado, let's go back inside the mind of the machine.
It's Bubba night. It's Buck night. Tomorrow's going to be a night to be out at Kauffman Stadium. Good to see you, C-Dot. What's up, BK? Yesterday, or I should say a couple days ago, as C-Dot pointed out, we were a little bit busy kind of blowing up the internet.
Can I ask a question really quickly
before
we get going?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worse to have, let's say you're on a first date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to have tickets in 427, row PP that you paid for, or use a gift card on your date?
It depends. Does she know that I use the gift card? That's the whole thing.
Yes, no, she knows.
Your date can't know that you're using a gift card. If you can somehow get away with it without the first date knowing.
I'm saying
better tickets. Let's go one-to-one, right?
No, we can
get better tickets, so like 100-level tickets that you got from somebody else for free. You had a connect. You got the free tickets. Or you paid for the upper-level tickets, which is better. And she knows that you got them.
Honestly, guys, tickets are a little different. None of us are turning down free tickets. It's a little bit different than using a gift card on your first date around the place. That's all I'm saying.
I was just curious. I was curious which one you thought would be the better date. Is it sitting up next to God up in section 427 row ZZ, or using the gift card and just doing something?
Just don't be so damn cheap and spend your money. That's all I'm saying.
I bet you're right.
A couple of years ago, I should say a couple of days ago, was the 2-year anniversary of Brett Veach being hired as the Chiefs general manager.
They've got one corner since then. Right? That's what they got. They've got one corner since that.
But let's not pretend like he hasn't made any moves. What letter grade so far would you give Brett Veach?
B+, probably. I don't like the Anthony Hitchens contract. I don't like the Sammy Watkins contract and the other big contracts that he's given out. We don't know if they're good or bad yet. The Frank Clark contract hasn't happened yet. Tyrann Mathieu. I like the moves. I like the mindset behind the moves. He also hasn't had a first-round draft pick, so some of it is just incomplete in our evaluation of Brett Veach. And most of the heavy lifting was just done by John Dorsey and Andrew Reid before he got here.
Yeah, I would give it a B. His first draft, the best player so far is Derek Nnadi. That ain't great. He gave Anthony Hitchens one of the biggest contracts ever by an off-ball linebacker. That ain't great. He gave a ton of money to a guy that can't stay healthy, even though I like Sammy Watkins. That ain't great. He's also found some nice depth pieces, though. I do like his draft this year a little bit better. Frank Clark's a good move. Tyrann Mathieu, a good move. So he's made some solid decisions, but overall, just too many things to keep it from an A.
The NBA over-under totals are out for next year, and the Warriors are at 49 wins. 49. You going over or under?
I will take the under. I think this is the year that it kind of falls apart for the Golden State Warriors. They've been in the finals the last 5 years. The injuries have kind of taken a toll. Draymond's probably looking ahead a little bit to contract time. I don't think this is going to be the typical year for the Golden State Warriors. I'll take the under on 49.
That's a pretty good number. Oklahoma City won 49 games last year. And I would say there's at least some similarities between what OKC was as a team last year to what the Warriors are going to be next year. But I'll probably take the under just because I think the West is going to be better from top to bottom next year than it was last year. So I'll take the under, but I think it's pretty close.
Me too, because whoever the 9th or 10th team is in the West, it's going to be like a really strong team this year. Like last year, Sacramento, I know a lot of you don't watch the NBA. Sacramento was a good team last year. You have no chance of making the playoffs in the West.
Jessica Simpson turned 39 years old yesterday, guys. One got to go. Jessica Simpson, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Taylor Swift. One got to go, C-Dot.
Are we talking about musically or my attraction?
Say those again.
Musically. Jessica Simpson, Britney, Christina, or Taylor Swift. One got to go.
I can't name one Jessica Simpson song. Not a single Jessica Simpson song. Now, I can tell you things that she's been. I know she was in Newlywed. She was in Dukes of Hazzard. She had a nice run. I can't name one Jessica Simpson song. Not a single one.
Yeah, I think Jessica Simpson's got to be the answer here. I'm not sure that she belongs in this list with these other three.
Those other ones are heavyweights. Now, you can make a case that Taylor Swift is one of the 5 most popular musicians in America right now. Britney Spears was maybe the most popular musician of her time in the pop era. Who was the other one? Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle. You're telling me that Jessica Simpson ever had a song as big as Genie in a Bottle or Fighter or Beautiful? Come on,
now.
No, you guys both got it right. Jessica Simpson has to go.
Well, Lady Marmalade? Remember that song?
You want to keep going?
How hot that song was?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
That was a fire song.
That really was. A Chargers running back Melvin Gordon says he wants a trade unless he gets paid. Hey, I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. If he doesn't play, how much does that separate the Chiefs and the Chargers?
Can you say that again?
Give me a second, bro.
Chargers running back.
No, I know. Just you were a poet. You didn't even know it.
Now I do.
No, you know it. I mean, we should be asking you. You got the Chargers going 14-2 and going to the Super Bowl. We should ask you.
I got them going 12-4 like they did last year. And, BK, I think that they need Melvin Gordon. And, of course, the running back position isn't all that team has. They've got a really good defense. They've got a really good quarterback. They've got a top-flight wide receiver and tight end. But I think that they need Melvin Gordon if they're going to win the division or win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they need him to win the Super Bowl. I'm not sure they need him to be a good team. I think this goes back to what we've been talking about with the Chiefs, right? Like, eventually we're going to have to acknowledge running backs just aren't all that important. Last year, when Austin Ekeler was in the game, he wasn't all that much worse than what they got out of Melvin Gordon. That doesn't mean he's Melvin Gordon, but he wasn't much worse. The drop-off between who their top guy is and Austin Ekeler is not that significant. I think they could still be fine without him.
The second half, the baseball season begins tomorrow for the Royals and everybody else. There's a random Houston versus Texas game tonight for whatever reason. After watching the Derby, CDOT, are you glad Jorge Soler did not compete in it? I mean, those dudes were swinging away for hours.
I don't mean to not answer your question. I don't really think it matters one way or the other.
All right, do you think honestly. He breaks the team home run record?
Yes, I do think he breaks. I think that the balls are clearly juiced, right? Like, the balls are clearly juiced.
I mean, Verlander says so. The home run numbers are up. I don't know.
It seems pretty evident.
The home run numbers not are up. They're way up. The balls are clearly juiced. Yes, Jorge Soler is going to break the record.
How much better do we think the Royals are going to – I assume we think they're going to be better. How much better do we think the Royals are going to be in the second half than they were in the first?
I saw that their over-under is like 60.5. I just got an email. You know, we get those like email services. They're over-under 60.5. They're losing 100 games. They're losing 100.
I think the question is like 105 or more. I would take the under on 60.5.
What did they lose last year? 104?
Yeah, something like
crazy
that.
Crazy to think they could have a worse record than they did last year.
Really quickly, someone on the text line says, make a case. Name three more popular musicians in America than Taylor Swift. Beyonce. Are we counting Drake as someone more popular than?
Yeah.
Adele. Bruno Mars.
Jay-Z.
Justin Timberlake.
Bieber.
Yeah. I think Taylor's up there. I think she's certainly in the tier. I'd argue that Ariana Grande is more popular than Taylor Swift.
Similar level.
Today being 7-Eleven, you can get a free Slurpee, he said.
Hey,
all 7-Eleven locations. How high is the Slurpee on your list of favorite drinks, and what's your go-to flavor?
I don't ever go to 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee, but I love Icy.
I bet you do today if they're free. I bet you will be there today. You will find a 7-Eleven.
I don't even know where a 7-Eleven
is. I was about to ask that question. Where is a 7-Eleven?
I don't know, but
Carrington
will find one if it's free.
You think I'm driving to go get a $2 free Slurpee?
I don't know. You charge your neighbor to use a roll of toilet paper. Yes, I think you might do that.
That's different. I paid for the toilet paper, not just giving stuff away out for free that I paid for.
The answer is cola, by the way, of the favorite flavor of Slurpee, right?
Now,
cola?
I normally do Cinemark. They have it at the beginning of the year. If you buy a tub, and then you can fill it up for like $3.50, and then you can get a drink thing, I always get the icy.
Oh, the ESPYs were last night. Do you guys enjoy the ESPYs or find them silly?
People are legitimately trying to argue that Taylor Swift's more popular than Beyonce, and I'm about to block everyone on the text line who thinks that.
He'll do it.
That's stupid.
There are very few things that'll block you for. Beyonce is one of them.
She might be number two. She's not more popular than Beyonce. Stop it. You know that. You guys know that.
The ESPYs are dumb. No, people don't watch them.
Even when Pat's up for best player and the Chiefs are up for best game?
Yeah, they're not a good award show. I thought we've all decided that. Didn't we all know that by now?
Forgetting the rest.
Y'all be watching the ESPYs?
I'm serious. Did you guys watch any of it last night?
No, I didn't watch a minute.
I didn't watch a second.
You think with Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Go, YouTube?
I was watching Big Brother, obviously.
It's warm outside. You think I'm staying in the house to watch Tracy Morgan host the ESPYs? No.
The Lakers and the Clippers are both the favorites to win the title. They're both 7-2. Forgetting the rest of the team, who's the better L.A. duo now, LeBron and A.D. or Kawhi and Paul George?
Come on now.
Who are you going to pick? Go ahead.
The Lakers. LeBron and A.D.
I think it's a fair question, though, right? Right, C-Dot? It's not a terrible question. I have a lot of terrible questions. This is not one of them.
Come on.
Is Paul George healthy?
At some point, he will be. Not at the beginning of the
year. I'm just asking, is he healthy?
He's going to be for the majority of the year, yes. Paul George, and Kawhi, LeBron.
I don't know. That's part of the
issue. I mean, is Anthony Davis healthy?
Yes.
I'd rather have Kawhi and Paul George.
Oh, stop.
See?
For next year, like for only next season.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah. I
disagree.
I'd
rather have Kawhi. I think Kawhi is the best basketball player in the league. And I
think
I love
LeBron's going to be better next year.
I love LeBron. I think Kawhi is the best basketball player in the league.
The playoffs shifted that so much. Like, nobody had Kawhi as the best player in the league. Then the playoffs started. He won a championship. And now you're not the only person to say that. I think a lot of people think Kawhi is the best player in the league. That's it. You made it outside the mind of the machine.
Text line 69306. Currently with who has newer music out and played more on the radio, Taylor Swift is more popular now. Then Lil Nas X is more popular than Taylor Swift. If we're arguing that, right? If we're arguing to just today, July 11th, that she's not more popular than Lil Nas X, who has the most popular song of this decade. So come on, stop it. You know that Beyonce's more popular than Taylor Swift. The text line is just trying to upset me, and I'm not here for it today. Coming up, we'll give you another chance to win a $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza, and we will get into the 25 most intriguing Chiefs, and one of them is not named Taylor Swift. That's
The Drive. The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've never been more mad at the text line than I currently am. The text line's like adamantly trying to argue that Taylor Swift's more popular than Beyonce. I don't really get it.
She sold out Arrowhead.
Beyonce's done the Super Bowl halftime show twice, right?
It's a good point.
Right? I'm not incorrect in saying that. She's done it twice, right?
I know she's done it once for a fact.
She's in the Lion King movie that's about to make $1 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
She just had a Netflix special earlier this year. That Beyonce, right? The Beyonce that's been popular for 20 years. That Beyonce? Taylor Swift? Okay. All right. Just making sure. I just want to point out.
Glad I asked a question.
Just want to point out. Caller number 6 to 913. Actually, you know what? I'm happy that the text line can't win these. 913-576-7610. A $50 gift card to Rye on the Plaza. If you want to win the $50 gift card, be caller number 6-2-913-576-7610. $50 to Rye on the Plaza. That is our last Rye on the Plaza gift card. So if you want to have a nice meal or a nice brunch, their brunch is very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Be caller number 6-2-913-576-7610, and you win the $50. We will do it again coming up at 4 o'clock with Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. They're in a class by themselves.
Yeah, they are.
So we had to take a couple days off because of the breaking news here in Kansas City, but we can get back to it. Every day we are tracking a important/intriguing member of the Kansas City Chiefs as we get closer and closer to training camp. I believe we are less than 2 weeks away from training camp. Maybe I'm wrong here. Let's get to play number 15, Alex Okafor.
Training camp is around the corner. The season is almost here. And on The Drive, we're ranking the Chiefs' 25 most important players in 25 days.
The number 15 player on our list is Alex Okafor. You know what I'm calling Alex Okafor? He is 2019 Allen Bailey. That's the kind of expectations and productivity that I expect from him this upcoming season. I don't think he is a tier one kind of move. I think that's your Frank Clark. That's your Tyrann Mathieu. That's probably the drafting of Juan Thornhill, who the Chiefs are obviously expecting to be a major contributor from day one. But I expect Alex Okafor to be a starter and a consistent rotational piece and probably get between 3 to 5 sacks, maybe 6 is the best case scenario this year for the Chiefs.
If he can be Allen Bailey, I'll take that, wouldn't you? Allen Bailey was pretty good last year. I'm surprised that he's actually still out there and available. A Pro Football Focus the last 2 years has called Alex Okafor one of the top 30 defensive ends. He's a fourth-round pick in 2013. He's already played with Tyrann Mathieu back in the day. He's got 22 career sacks. As far as expectations go for him, I agree with you. He's going to be a starter. He's going to be on the field. How much of an impact is he going to have? The Chiefs needed another defensive end. He was available in free agency. He's not going to have the impact, as you point out. The Chiefs' two big moves on that side of the ball were Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, and then if you want to throw a third in there, drafting Juan Thornhill. I think all those guys are going to see the field and obviously have a much bigger impact than Alex Okafor. But as far as the Chiefs needed a defensive end and he was available, I think they did pretty good by landing Okafor.
Yeah, I don't really have any issue with this move. I don't really know how anyone could have much of an issue with the move. It's a good contract, good veteran piece. He has some very defined skills. It's just a very straightforward, shrewd move that every team needs an Alex Okafor, that it's a really good signing.
I would ask this. Is he clearly the number 3 defensive lineman on the team right now? Like, Frank Clark is probably – Frank Clark and Chris Jones in whatever order you want to put them. Who are the number 1 and number 2? He's got to be number 3, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I was just curious.
I don't even know who else he'd really throw in the conversation when you look at the rest of that defensive line. I think it's pretty obvious.
I misunderstood. I thought you were going to throw in another name like Breland Speaks.
No, I'm asking.
Someone else.
Like,
I was
just... if he's your third best defensive lineman, you probably want him to be more than what Alan Bailey was last year, though. Like, that's why I find it interesting, because if you think he's Alan Bailey of 2018, I think you probably want a little bit more than that from what you're expecting out of Alex Okafor next year.
I mean, looking at it last year, Alan Bailey had 6 sacks, played in 16 games, had 38 tackles.
Oh, I'll take all those numbers for sure.
Now, I obviously it's...
He also wasn't that great. We can look at the numbers and understand what he was, but we all watched the games. Alan Bailey was a very average football player last year. There's a reason why he's still on the market.
Average on a terrible defense. I mean, I'll take that. I'll take average,
yeah,
especially on this
defense.
Yeah, but
it's mid-July, and he's still available. Why? Why would a guy that's not even 30 years old yet in mid-July be available coming off of a 6-sack season? There's a reason for that. He wasn't that good.
I don't know why we did Alex Okafor if no one seems to like him.
No, I'm saying that the expectation should be higher than
I'm messing with you. I understand what you're saying, that Alex Okafor signed at the beginning of free agency and we are days away from training camp and Alan Bailey is at home playing the game, not with Tyreek Hill. Like, that's what's happening right now in this whole thing. So I do agree with I understand the premise of what you're saying, but it was fun to make fun of you. BK didn't seem too amused by that.
Yeah, I don't think BK enjoyed that quite as much as we did.
I don't know what you want from me.
That wasn't very funny. So BK had a listen to the night BK had. He texted me about it. He said, hey, you watching the ESPYs? No. He's like, you know what I got a night planned of? I'm going to watch the ESPYs.
You know that's not true. They were on at the same time as Big Brother.
I've got Big Brother on DVR, and then I'm going to watch the franchise. And I'm like, ooh.
Literally the worst night of television I could possibly imagine. Went from Big Brother to the ESPYs to the franchise.
I'm like, ooh. Okay,
I don't need your Big Brother hate up in here. I don't need it.
All right. He told me that he went to go get some Betty Ray's ice cream, and he was going to chill at the house. I'm like, hey, I appreciate you. So he was like, hey, you know, I'll watch the franchise for you, and I'll chop it up. So I'm like, hey, go ahead, man. Hey, watch all the franchise. You might be the franchise.
I'll admit, I watch a franchise, too.
No, I mean, I watch it, too.
I'm a bit addicted to it. I'm not saying it's the best show ever, but I'm kind of addicted to the franchise.
Addicted to the franchise. Let's not treat
okay,
it like
I watch the franchise.
Let's not treat it like it's
okay.
Breaking Bad.
Okay, I saw it.
Like it's Game of Thrones. I'm addicted to the Chiefs propaganda show they've been releasing every other week. So this is Garrick Dieter. Garrick Dieter. BK thinks this is shooting your shot. I don't think this is shooting your shot.
I was back home in Cleveland working at the donut shop, which was my summer job, and I got a direct message.
I mean, found her on Twitter, sent her a message, and asked her to hang out, and she wasn't there in the summer, so I had to wait like 2 months, I think. So we were just texting the entire summer, and we finally met up, and it felt like we knew each other right off the bat. So we got off to a good start, and... never look back.
Why are they playing that music in the background?
That was BK playing that music.
They were getting ready to show their wedding vows.
Why were they playing that music in the back? Now, no disrespect to Garrick Dieter, and I am a team captain for Team Shoot Your Shot. You're a Division I football player. There's no shooting your shot if you're a D1 football player.
I love the story. He saw the cute girl at the donut shop, and he's
it's
like,
amazing.
I got to talk
it's
to her.
Amazing.
He slid into her DMs, and she ends up being his wife. That's a true love story right there, Carrington. The girl at the donut shop eventually gets a direct message and ends up in wedded bliss. That is a true happy ending right there.
I'm sure they're going to tell their children this story someday.
It's a great happy ending. I'm just saying, shoot your shot is for the average man. Not for future NFL player, Division I football player. Hey,
what is that bowling green, man? We're not talking about like the starting quarterback at Mizzou. We're talking about some receiver at Bowling Green.
You don't think on campus the dudes at Bowling Green are the dudes?
Yeah, I went to college at a D2. Believe me, there was a difference in the girls that were interested in me and the girls that were interested in the football team and the basketball
Shocker.
Team.
Shocker. I can't believe that.
There was a difference. Like, we all knew that those girls were never going to talk to regular students like myself. That unless I was out here dribbling a ball or kicking field goals, I had no shot with any of those girls. I would assume that most colleges operate that way. You went to Mizzou. You agree. There were some girls that were not going to holler at Brandon Kylie, that were maybe going to holler at Lawrence Bowers.
You know, you never know.
Look at this guy. Looks like a young Jordy Nelson. He had all the girls hollering at him.
Damian Wilson, who, let's be honest, none of us knew existed probably like 8 months ago, he said the reason why he chose to come play for the Chiefs.
Want to be a part of something, you know, like this. Something great. I mean, we see it, man. We see it every day. I know it was the same for this man. I know it was the same for this man. I mean, where else would you go to have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than this?
I am going to be very curious to see once we get to St. Joe how that locker room, or excuse me, how the linebacker group really starts to separate itself. Hitchens is the only one that you're 100% about. Now, I'm not saying guys are going to get cut, that, like, but I'm saying is Hitchens is firmly in the, they're paying him too much money, they can't get rid of him, he's solidified. Everybody else's spot is kind of up for grabs. I'm curious to see how the snaps kind of break out and divide themselves.
It's cool the Chiefs are starting to land the free agents, though, and that's going to continue going forward. It's kind of that Patrick Mahomes effect, where as long as you've got the quarterback and, of course, the coach, other guys are going to want to come play there.
That's why the cap space, too.
Yeah.
Coming up in 2 minutes.
The money doesn't hurt.
Yeah, the money plus a chance to win will get you just about any free agent that you want. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will catch up with Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com to talk about the breaking news of the day. Bubba Starling will make his major league debut for the Kansas City Royals tomorrow night. But first, let's give you a chance to win a prize.
It's time for the Drives Pack-A-Day giveaway, brought to you by the Baseball Card Store, located on West 87th Street in Overland Park.
I just want to point out that BK was trying to remind me that we have the Pack-A-Day giveaway.
I was very proud of myself.
I should be reminding you we have the Pack-A-Day giveaway.
Atboy BK.
Every day. Each and every day, you have a chance to win a 2019 Topps Royals team set, always at $355, along with a vintage unopened pack of cards. Every day, daily winner is then entered for a chance to win a signed Adalberto Mondesi rookie card, and everybody who wins this summer goes into the drawing for the grand prize of an Adalberto Mondesi signed baseball bat. All of this thanks to our friends at the Baseball Card Store. All you got to do is get this trivia question correct. Bubba Starling was the number 5 overall pick in the 2011 MLB draft. 9 players taken in the first round that year went on to make at least one All-Star game. Can you name 3 of them? 9 players made the in the first round that year went to an All-Star game. Can you name 3 of them? If you know the answer, be caller number 6 at 913-576-7610 for your chance to win.
Coming up in 2 minutes, our All-Star, Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com and Royals.com, joins us to talk about Bubba Starling, who was a AAA All-Star. All-Stars everywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.